Well, it's a foul Tuesday morning in January, and I'm off up to London to see a few more podcasting mates. Welcome to PC Podcast number 200.
Peter Clitheroe here. Good grief, 200? Who'd have thought? I remember the first time we met up back in 2006, like it was only yesterday. Oh, how we laughed. 200, you're doing brilliantly. And looking so well for your age.
No, he's not his age, you silly arse.
What's that?
He's done 200 shows.
Oh, I see. 200 shows. Oh, well, still there. Jolly well done. When I saw him last week, I thought he was looking good for his age. The others didn't say anything. I just didn't realise.
Hi, Pete. This is Snelling St. Paul. Congratulations on reaching 200. I don't think you look a day over 57.
Ah, so they both got the same idea, then. I think they think I look about 200. Ah, well, I suppose I do, really. I feel about 200 after a day out with them. Oh, just a day is enough, actually. Oh. So, yes, this is PC Podcast number 200. Quite amazing, really. Almost 2 years since I started this game, and it's still as much fun as it ever was. So I hope you're going to enjoy what happens next. The next bit of the show is going to be sort of recordings of us live. A little bit of a problem with the recording at one point. Had a bit of a senior moment and obviously didn't press the right button and didn't quite record all of the conversations. But trust me, guys, if you'd heard all the conversations, you wouldn't want to hear them. So this is definitely not a pod safe, but it's not work safe conversation. So if you're listening to it with your headphones on at work, make sure you keep them on. Don't have it out too loud. Don't have any small children listening, because they might be offended. So I'm going to leave you in a second and get you into the swing of things with some of the music we played. So who was it with me up in London? It was Colin Gaisley from Ouroboros, Rowley Cutler from Dark Compass, Paul Snelling from the Grumbling Dragon blog, and of course Mr. Clitheroe. In the meantime, let's have a listen to a track selected by Mr. Rowley Cutler, and this is Nearly Killed Keith. Nearly killed Pete, actually.
Job worthwhile, so I rush into work and load the nails into the gun. The bullets are lethal and the safety's not on, so I pull on the trigger and the bullet she goes flying free. It nearly killed Keith and Keith nearly killed me. Thinking of the money and the day's nearly through. I feel a little let down, can't take it anymore. kicking round the shavings on the factory floor. So I rush into work and load the nails into the gun. The bullets are lethal and the safety's not on. So I pull on the trigger and the bullet she goes flying free. It nearly killed Keith, and Keith nearly killed me. I don't need your guns and your nails anymore, 'cause I nearly nailed myself. Gun. The bullets are lethal and the safety's not on. So I pull on the trigger and the bullet she goes flying free. It nearly killed Keith and Keith nearly killed me. So I rush out of work 'cause I nearly nailed Keith to the wall. I'm leaving in the morning, gonna sign on the door.
So while we're on to long words, that's mine, proctologist. Mr. Clitheroe, what's your favourite long word?
Oh, I have a great one.
Oh, go thank on, God for that.
But apart from that, what's your favourite long word?
My favourite long word is flocky knocky nilly filly pillification.
Oh, God.
Is that Welsh?
No, it's not, actually. The longest Welsh word is Sanfair for Swingith Golgeric Quinwood Fantasilio Go Go Go.
He can say it.
Which
well
means
done.
Train station.
Train station by the Church of Centillion, by the Red Pool, by the something or other.
By the cave.
Yeah, it is a bus stop.
It's that place near the bus stop.
I must admit, the train does stop there every other Sunday. But flocky knocky nilly filly pillification is the physics term for nothing.
Nothing?
For nothing. An absence of matter.
It just goes to show that physicians really don't have an awful lot to do with their time,
that's
do
true.
They? They just chuck Greek words together and see what sticks.
Right, so the food has been finally cleared away, and we'll have a little conversation with the youngest member of the team here, smiling in the corner, drinking his Kessel Brown, Colin Gaisley. So you've passed, as you pointed out, 35 podcasts, and yes. You've done a lot of music promoting. How's the music promoting going?
Well, it, not particularly well. I've promoted 5 gigs recently. I did one a month, and I've basically now run out of money because let's just say mistakes were made.
Right.
So when I hopefully I'll have enough money to do it again in the summer. So
I'm surprised you actually say you did do it again, because I would have thought that I've never contemplated it myself, but I've seen Grant Mason do one gig.
Yes, he's only ever done one, and that was enough for him.
Exactly, so, yeah. And you've done, as you say, 5, and you've managed to get to the point where you've been burned.
Been burned a lot. No, but the thing is that I love music.
Yeah.
And I mean, the idea of the gigs was that it was called The Robberous Podcast Presents, and it was sort of bands that I've played on the podcast, and I promoted gigs for them in Bath, where I live. And the idea basically was to give this great Podsafe music to the general public in Bath. And I think that's something that's worth doing, even
right.
if you do get burnt repeatedly, which I have been. I mean, last month I had 5 bands pull out on me, and virtually every single gig I've done, bands have pulled out on me. So
what
it's
about
an
the audience?
Incredibly stressful thing.
What about the audience then? Who turns up? Friends, family?
My friends, and that's about it.
Because
like I said, mistakes were made.
Right.
And I did learn things. And when and if I do it again, I will have learnt from that, from this experience.
So what would you recommend then? If you're a budding entrepreneur that wants to put on a band?
If you are a budding promoter, the one thing that I would recommend to you is have a backup plan, because bands will pull out on you.
Right.
I'm sure I've been unlucky that it's happened every single time, but bands will pull out on you, and you need at least one band who you can guarantee you can call on sort of 2 or 3 days' notice and they will show up.
Right.
That is the one thing that I would say to potential promoters. But other than that, just accept the fact that you are going to lose money.
Right.
Because I went into it eyes open, knowing that I was more than likely going to lose money, and I have, because like I said, I've run out of money now. And that's okay with me, because like I said, I mean, it's something that I love doing, is showing music to people. I mean, that's how I got started in doing the podcast in the first place, was spreading this great unsigned Podsafe music to my friends. And then one day, one of them said, why don't you do a podcast?
Exactly.
And that was it. It was like,
So if there's a band that you want to promote and you haven't promoted yet, who would they be?
Well, I'm sure we'll get on to my track selection, which we will we will mention. But the other bands that I really, really... Well, actually, no, there's 2 bands I really, really want to promote. One is the Chiara Elves from Leeds, who...
We like them.
I've managed to get both of you to play them.
Yeah, we like them.
They got in touch with me first. And Anemo from Brighton. They were actually the first Podsafe album I ever bought, because I heard them, I mean, after I first heard about podcasts back in 2005, I got my iPod for Christmas, so it was the early part of 2006, the end of 2005, and that's when I first sort of heard about podcasts. They were the first Podsafe band I ever bought. But as I'm sure you would like me to say, the other band that interests me is the band that I selected that I first heard on your show, my dear friend Pete Coburn. They're unsurprisingly for the Pete Coburn show, they either come from continental Europe and play reggae, or they come from Sheffield. Or they come from Sheffield. And this band does come from Sheffield. It was I mean, the way, there's two ways I usually listen to podcasts. I either listen to them while walking the dog, or I listen to them when I'm doing something else on the computer.
Yeah.
And in this case, I was listening to your show when I was doing something else on the computer, sort of, ho-hum, let's see what Pete's doing this week. And then this track came on, and it was absolutely amazing. I mean, I was thinking, this is exactly like stuff that you would hear on MTV2 or Radio 1. I mean, if people knew that this stuff was out there, they would absolutely love it.
Exactly.
And that this band was the Dead World Leaders, who, like I said, come from Sheffield. And the track's called Vultures.
Let's have a listen to that then. Your blog, where is that?
Ah, well, that's grumbling-dragon.blogspot.com, which, provided I can get round to it,
will contain an up-to-date...
Well, you can get around to it. Well,
I get around to it.
We've got a release schedule here. Come on, which day of the week do you release on?
Well, no, I don't have to have a release schedule.
Release schedules for weeks.
I am a random blogger, you see. I can blog things when anything funny
happens. I've heard you called many things, but random blogger is not one.
Absolutely, yes, yeah, no, I tend to write things when things happen, which isn't that often, really.
A very slow pace.
Yes, well, I often wake up in the morning thinking, I'd like something to happen today. And strangely, unless I actually get out of bed and make it happen, it just doesn't seem to. But I'm sure I can write about this little happening.
I'm going to say, tomorrow's blog will say what?
Tomorrow's blog will be entitled A Whale of a Time.
Why will it be called A Whale of a Time?
And that's because I've unilaterally decided that the collective noun for podcasters is a whale, on the basis that a collective noun for whales is a pod. But we might.
That actually makes a weird kind of sense.
Yeah, well, of course it does. I myself make a weird kind of sense.
In my opinion, I think you make perfect sense.
Well, it's very kind of you. It's the kindest thing anybody said to me in the last 12 seconds. I may take liberties with the spelling of a whale, but that's as far as the liberties taken will go.
Is there anything that you'd like me to play for you, Paul?
Well, yes, there is, and I'm desperately trying to remember what it's called. I know that the band is one I would never have expected to have enjoyed, to be perfectly honest. I was dragged off of the streets of Brighton by a chuckling, bald idiot to see a French-Canadian punk band. And I thought to myself, what in the hell am I doing here? Well, we got into the place, and it was the only venue that sold real ale.
That was the best thing about it, wasn't it?
Well, no, it wasn't the best thing about it. It was a damn good start. The band themselves were absolutely fantastic. They were Les Brestfidaires from Canada.
Oh.
And I believe the track that I picked out was Viens avec moi.
Which means come with me.
Indeed.
So come with me and listen to Viens avec moi with Les Brestfidaires.
Special 200th episode. Are you planning on playing any Los Campesinos?
I hadn't until now, but what shall I play? What's your favourite track?
It's so easy to...
Well, you've already had ours. What's your favourite?
Yeah,
my favourite track. Well, I have to say, of the last 50, I think Los Campesinos appeared in a one a while ago. I think it appeared in 100, and I'm not quite sure what appeared in 150. But I see for this one, for 200, it would have to be. And if I say this to my kids, they're going to go, "Oh God, Dad!" But first of all, I'm going to say, what would that be? If I start with track,
Kiyoshi Brothers.
Yes.
Oh yes. Which is going next week?
Oh, fantastic! This is the Kiyoshi Brothers. Should I play the clean version or the
dirty version?
The dirty version.
The dirty version.
This is the Kiyoshi versions and fuck the world. How are you doing? Oh boy.
I'm still doing fine.
Yes?
Yes.
Still in one piece.
Yes, it's been a long, long lunchtime, long, dark lunchtime of the soul. And it seems to have been going down rather well. The beer still seems
Well, the beer's been going down rather well, put it that way.
It's good, isn't it?
It's good, yes.
An excess of beer once in a while is a good thing.
Do
Define once in a while, if you would.
What's today?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Wednesday will do.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's I mean, seriously, folks, it's actually really quite fascinating to meet with people that you only know from their podcast persona and get extra dimensions.
Yeah.
To them. Yeah. It's
personally speaking, I don't want any more extra dimensions from you there, Peter. But you know, that's the way
that's,
it goes.
That's the thing about podcasting. I feel I know sort of Rowley and Pete because they mention sort of personal stuff about themselves and their families on the podcast. Whereas presumably they don't feel they know that much about me because I keep the personal
stuff. Yeah, all I know from you is you're from Bath,
right,
and
then
you're 29
so tell
years old.
Tell us all the personal stuff now.
Right. Put me on the spot, why don't you? 29 years old. Still live at home because I can't afford to move out.
You're 29 and you still live with your mum.
Yes.
Well, actually, that's not specific.
So
what
I
said.
So no.
Well, no. What he said was he lives at home.
I still live at home with my mum and dad.
I don't live at home.
I am what is technically known as a sad bastard. I currently don't have a job. Again, sad bastard. Podcasting is pretty much the only thing I've got going for me.
Sad bastard.
Sad bastard. So yeah, I've got a small and close group of friends who managed to provide most of the crowd for the gigs that I promote, but otherwise fairly solitary. Again, sad bastard.
Oh, God. I think we're going to have to do something about this, aren't we?
Yeah. And while we're chucking in completely random tracks that you didn't ask us to select, do you mind playing some Amarioni?
Amarioni?
Yes, the Lies
Things
No
More. The African stuff, yes.
Yes.
Because African cream music, rather good stuff, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to play that on my next show, so there you go.
Oh, good. Food's at Monaco's. No more mangi soda. Angine nawe nawe. Food's at Monaco once. No more mangi soda. Angine nawe nawe. Ukumzula metana ngati sele sele shai swei moto. Angine nawe nawe. Ukumzula metana ngati sele sele shai swei moto. Angine nawe nawe. Usho ngemlazane ngathi plaga lishebe amanzi. Angine ndaba nawe. Futhe go once, noma ungangizonda. Angine ndaba nawe. Futhe go once, noma ungangizonda. Angine ndaba nawe. Uthu yini wena. Angine ndaba nawe. Uthu yini wena. Uzenzi simomodiya. Angine ndaba nawe. Parumba, 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 parumba. Parumba, 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 no mungangi zonda. Angine ndaba nawe. Utwebe zame khane ngati. Sishayi swei moto.
Angin and Dava Nawe. Utwemi Same Hale Vati. Si Shai Swain Woto. Angin and Dava Nawe. Futa Man Goans. No Mumani Zonda. Angin and Dava Nawe. Futa Man Goans. No Mumani Zonda. Angin and Dava Nawe. Futa.
And hey, Pete, while you're at it, just if you have any extra room in there, I was going through my old collection of albums the other day, you know, looking around there, and had a little listen to my dad's old schoolmate, Mr. Ian Dury.
Oh, yes.
Do It Yourself album. And it reminded me of a few tracks that you've been playing recently. So,
oh, yes.
If you could dig out something by the Plastic Soul Band, the Japanese female equivalent to Ian Dury, then
Why do you say that?
Well, I say that because the music in the background it's a very sort of funky, kind of unusual. It's got a weird beat to it. It sounds very much like the Blockheads in their more sort of jazzy, funky moments to me. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, it's very difficult for a Japanese lady to sound anything like the Billy Ricky Dicky, you know, but the rest of it just very reminiscent of Dury.
But for me, the Plastic Soul Band, I mean, it's very much a confluence of the J-pop influences, you know, the manufactured Japanese pop music that there is out there. I mean, things like Puffy AmiYumi, which one of my friends absolutely loves.
AmiYumi Hamasaki.
I think you need to drink more beer. use words like confluence. Obviously, means you haven't drunk enough yet. Carry on.
No, even though I'm absolutely hammered, unfortunately, I do speak like this.
Well, I did once have a confluence.
Oh, God, we've got another Russell Brand on our hands.
Oh God, please not that.
I would personally like to poke his bookie walk up his arsey.
Yes, before this gets too out of hand, here are the Plastic Soul Band.
Oh, 君のこと忘れてゆく。
Well, I'm on London Bridge Station. It's about 10 o'clock at night. And, well, it's been a rather bit interesting day, as you can imagine. Hope you've enjoyed the music we played in the show. Hope you've enjoyed the chat. This has been PC Podcast number 200. Over and out. And that was a rather tired and emotional me. It was definitely over and almost out at the end of a very long day of enjoying myself with the lads. So thanks so much, guys. Thoroughly enjoyed having the fun with you. That was Colin Gaisley, Paul Snelling, Rolly Cutlow and Peter Clitheroe, and of course myself. And we had a great time, and I must admit we'll look forward to doing it again in another 6 months' time. But I think 6 months is about as long as about short distances as I can manage, actually. I'm not sure if my liver will recover. Ah, very, very good indeed. Hope you've enjoyed it. And I'll be back on with PC Podcast 201. Now, I did tell you I was going to make some changes. I've made a few changes to some of the format. I'm going to make it a slightly longer show, and I'm going to make it once a week. That's right, folks. Not two a week, just one a week from now on. I've got so many other things going on, and I just think there's a certain sense of anticipation if you have a weekly show, and you know exactly when it's coming out, and you look forward to it. And certainly all the other guys have got weekly shows. So I'm going to go back to a weekly format, which is how I originally started. So, hope you've enjoyed it. Let's not forget the sponsors, and let you know that if you want to get yourself a Nokia tablet, I'll tell you slightly more about it in the next show, but this time I took it with me to London, and Rolly and I both got one, and we were sort of faffing away with it in the pub, but I honestly think we were far too tired and emotional to figure out how the damn thing works. But if you're not tired and emotional and you want to get yourself one, then head over to btpodshow.com/N810. And if you use the promotional code PC Podcast, you'll get yourself 15% off, wherever you happen to be. Can't be bad. Right, so this is Pete Kogel, and this is PC Podcast number 200. Back next Saturday for PCP 201. Hope you enjoy it, and thanks for listening, for all the time you have. And let's have some great music together next week. See ya.